I would go into the rice village and go eat at Hungry's. And back then, Hungry's was much more of a hole in the wall that they hadn't remodeled yet. And they had this kind of this little cooler standing there with the glass doors on it. And they had beers, bottles of beers from all over the world. And that didn't exist back then. I mean, now you go into all sorts of bars and restaurants and you see vast varieties of beers available. That was unique back then. You did not see that anyplace else. And I remember going in there and getting a bottle of Pilsner or Kale, which, yeah, the original Pilsner, and having that, going, oh my God, that beer has so much interesting flavor, and it's hoppy and, you know, bitter and all these flavors. I didn't even know what they all came from, but I was really turned on by it. And then the next, so I started going there on Saturday nights and trying different beers every single Saturday. And the variety, the flavor and diversity these beers had, I went, this is great. And that's actually what got me into home brewing, was that, hey, I can create these other beer styles that you can't get here, and I can even make my own beers that aren't like any other beer that's available. So I'm not sure that there was one particular beer. I mean, I can kind of point to the Christian Moreline and the Pilsner or Kale, but it was kind of a process of beers. It just kept growing.